Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent, which is Gaudete Sunday. That word Gaudete, Latin, meaning rejoice, and it comes from the first word of the entrance antiphon, Gaudete in Domino Semper, iterum dico Gaudete, which is actually from today's second reading, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. And so, for this reason, the priest has the option of wearing rose-colored vestments, just to kind of express this joy. And we are rejoicing because we are drawing close now to the celebration of Christmas. And you see, the readings all talk about this theme of joy. And so we're rejoicing because Christmas is when God comes close to us. It's when he comes near to us, the Son of God, by coming down from heaven and becoming the Son of the Virgin Mary, entering our world and living among us. And so all of the readings talk about this joy as a result of the nearness of God. Now think about that. What do you rejoice in? Okay, when we celebrate, again, rejoicing because Christmas is coming. Do we rejoice that Christmas is coming because we love time off from school or time off from work or a little better and more food and drink or just in general relaxation? Maybe it's the football games. Maybe there are some people who don't rejoice that Christmas is coming because it means a more stressful time. Maybe they're preparing to have family come over and things like that. I hope that's not the case. But we should be rejoicing for the right reasons. All right, we go to the first reason or the first reading from the prophet Zephaniah. And again, he's exhorting, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion, sing joyfully, O Israel." And why? Well, the Lord has removed various evils from them. Okay, that's a cause for rejoicing. He's removed judgment. He has turned away their enemies. There's no more misfortune to fear. But he actually says twice, "The Lord is in your midst." So that's why, first and foremost, they should be rejoicing, because the Lord is in their midst. We go to the responsorial psalm. This is from the prophet Isaiah, and we sing, "Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel." And again, we see that phrase, "For great in your midst is the holy one of Israel." So he is among us. He is in our midst. That's the cause for joy and rejoicing. And finally, second reading, St. Paul again to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near." So it's the Lord being in our midst, being among us, being near us, that should give us great cause for joy. And so we should ask ourselves, does that in fact bring me joy? Sometimes I really question it. You know, our Lord is here in our midst. He is among us. He is near us. In the Holy Eucharist, in the tabernacle, in the churches throughout the world. Does that bring us joy? Sometimes you hear people saying, "Do I have to go to Mass?" Things like that. Is it a holy day of obligation? Am I required? Do I commit a sin? Shouldn't we want to go to Mass? Shouldn't we want to be in church? Shouldn't we want to enter into prayer and draw close to our God? That should give us joy. If it doesn't, we need to really question what is going on. The Word of God says that his presence, his nearness, should be a cause for joy. And so if it's not, we need to question ourselves, why is that the case? Now, St. John, in today's gospel, he is sent to prepare the way of the Lord. That the Lord is coming, he's going to be near. Prepare yourselves. And what are his exhortations? How is he trying to prepare this people for the coming of the Messiah. But we look at the different questions that are posed to him. What should we do? Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. And also to tax collectors. Okay, he says, stop collecting more than what is prescribed. And then to soldiers, do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, so on and so forth. We can sum that up by saying what St. John is saying is, do good, avoid evil. That is the way you are to prepare for the coming of Christ. Do good, avoid evil. And if you do that, then his presence to you will be a cause for joy. Now, the gospel says that John preached good news to the people. But evidently, it wasn't good news to everyone, right? He said that this one who is mightier than he is coming, and he is coming with his winnowing fan in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And so the coming of the Messiah is not good news for this chaff. And who are those people? Well, those are the people who prefer rather to do evil and avoid good. Now, for these people, the coming of the Messiah, the nearness of the Lord, Christ present among them, is not such great news, unless they're willing to repent and change course, of course. But we need to ask ourselves, maybe that's the reason why I don't get anything out of Mass. Right? Sometimes you hear that. Right? Examination of conscience is necessary. How are we preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord? Now, there's another teaching in today's readings that is very consoling and also good food for meditation. And that is, not only should we find joy in the presence of the Lord and in his being among us, but the amazing thing is that he enjoys being present among us. This is what the first reading says, again, from the prophet Zephaniah. He says, the mighty Savior, the Lord, your God, he will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you. This is an amazing thing and worth pondering. St. Alphonsus Liguori goes on to reflect on this. I think it might even be in his reflections on the celebration of Christmas, how God loves us so much, he loves us as if we were his God, as if he would be unsatisfied and unhappy without us. This is how much he loves us, so much that he has come down from heaven to be the Savior of the world, to suffer and die for us. Proverbs chapter 8 says that God finds his delight in being among the sons of men. This is an amazing thing. And yet, will we be indifferent or cold to that love? This was the complaint of the Sacred Heart of Jesus when he revealed himself to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, that this burning love that he has for mankind is not returned, but it meets up with indifference. And so this is what is bringing so much pain to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and required so much reparation from those souls who do love Christ. And so all of this is food for reflection as we prepare ourselves for the celebration of Christmas. Let's heed the words of John the Baptist. Reform our lives, do good, avoid evil, and enter into a life filled with good works, prayer, and devotion, so that we can celebrate with great joy the coming of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.